Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer. To those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase. To the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes waiters and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live, joining us from New York City. And you, I don't know where you're listening from, but thank you. I appreciate you. Shout out to my main man, Art Gentry. Shout outs to everybody listening in San Francisco, in Texas, in Houston, in Austin, in San Antonio, in Dallas. People listening here in Atlanta. What's up, Miami? Much love to everybody tuning in on The Score. Hello to WEEI. Hi to my friends in Kansas City. What's up, Omaha? What's up, Boise? We got people listening in Wyoming, Seattle, Toronto, Canada. Hello to my friends in Buffalo and Rochester. Hey, Minneapolis, what's up? We got people listening everywhere. Honolulu. Yeah, people call up from Honolulu. They live the life out there. Nobody's ever invited me to come visit Honolulu. Where's my damn invite? I get invites all over the place. Hey, JR, when you're here, come have a beer. Hey, JR, stop by my place in Atlanta. Hey, JR, come to the resta. And I will, and I do. Where's my invite to Hawaii? Hey, Shep, you want to go to Hawaii?
What I was about to say, well, of course I would love to go to Hawaii. What? If I'm here's my promise to you. If I can make it big in like the next year,
right,
when I go on my honeymoon, I will make sure I get an extra room for JR. And therefore, you finally get that well-deserved invite to Hawaii. That's my promise to you.
You getting married in a year?
Yeah. No, I've talked to you about it. You're going to come. I'm definitely inviting you, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I like this. I love this.
Thanks, man.
Are you engaged?
I'm going to be soon.
Oh.
Yeah.
She don't listen to the show, does she?
Well, let me tell you something, JR. In today's age, you have to know exactly what they're looking for, and what I mean by that is the cut and the expense of the ring. And so most women know it's coming well before it actually pops. Oh. Yeah.
So you've been talking to her about some of these. You've been like slyly asking questions.
Oh, we've been talking about kids. I'm going to be a kid probably in less than two. I am a kid, but I'm going to be a dad in probably less than 2 years. Yeah.
Well, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at Shep.
Thank you, JR.
Putting in that work. Giggity, giggity. Oh, quagmire.
Well, let me tell you something. Best investment I've ever made.
What?
Well, you said putting in that work. And then I said, best investment I've ever made.
Oh, you're talking about with the woman.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know what you were talking about.
No. This isn't like buy a bride or anything like. No, that's not what I was referring.
No, not as in buy her. But gotcha. I was talking about putting in work as in making a baby. I didn't know what you were talking about.
No, well, I mean, that's the best kind.
The best kind of work?
I'm going to stop after I say this.
You can get paid for that. You can get paid for that work, too. It's called OnlyFans.
So let me tell you something.
What?
When you are doing that, to me, there is no work needed. Let's put it that way.
Listen, Quagmire on TV, he makes it seem like a lot of work.
Let me tell you something. If Quagmire had the type of lady that I'm with right now, he wouldn't have to put in any work. It would just feel so good and so natural. It would be effortless.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm happy, man.
Thank you,
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and I'm excited for that day for you too, my friend.
What day? What day for me?
Well, there's no way that JR Sport Brief is going his entire life without having that special someone.
How do you figure?
Because I know you.
Yeah, this too much work, man.
All right. Well, not
much work. Been there, done that. Too much work.
Fair enough, but you're still really young, and the right one is not going to feel like any work for you.
Can I find her in a book? Don't they still do that?
Well, listen, if you come to New York, I will ask my lovely bride to be soon enough. You know, if she knows any beautiful women that are around our age, and I have a feeling that she'll put you in good hands.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Okay. All right.
Been there, done
you say that now,
can,
but...
I can go any... I was in New York over the weekend. I don't need no help.
No one said you need help.
Right.
But it's all about connecting. It's all about just meeting the right people at the right time in your life. It's not that you need help, but... You know, let a friend be a wingman every once in a while. That's all.
Yeah. I need somebody to come over to my house with the laminated book, and they sit at the coffee table. They just open up the book, and I go, her. And that how it works, and how it used to work, right?
Well,
it still works like that in certain parts of the country or the world.
I mean, the way most people meet nowadays is apps or online dating. I didn't meet.
Oh, I can't do that.
I know. That's not how I met my person.
Can you imagine if I popped up on an app? Like, I can't do that.
You'd have a pretty unique, first impression.
It'd be like, hey, who are you?
I'm
JR. Well, JR Jackson. Well, what do you do? What do I do? Do I lie or do I say I'm a broadcast? Like, what do I do?
Well, the thing about that is everyone is so technologically savvy these days. All you'd have to literally put is radio slash, TV host. They'd be able to find everything about you in 5 minutes.
Well, that's terrible. That's why I can't do this stuff.
I agree.
Well, do I lie?
There are also, I don't know if I would qualify. I think so. Right. You would definitely qualify. There's like celebrity apps and dating sites.
Oh, no, I don't need that. I can walk around here in Georgia and do that. I don't need that.
Got it.
Ugh. See, this is why I don't want to do none of this stuff, man.
All right.
Ugh. So I just a wife?
Well, JR,
hold on a second,
yeah.
Shep. Hold on.
Sure.
Wait. Let's see here. 1 second. I'm just going to randomly pick somebody here, okay? Prepare yourself.
Have fun with this one.
It's not going to be fun. Nobody knows how to pay attention or follow directions. Hey, JJ, calling from Pittsburgh. You okay, JJ?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Good. Are you married? You got a wife?
No, I'm single and ready to mingle.
Oh, so do you want a wife?
I don't know that I want a wife, but I'm enjoying the process of finding maybe a girl that kind of jives with me. You know, I actually lost a bunch of weight. I lost about 312 pounds, so I'm like kind of shot out of a cannon now, so to speak.
Oh man, so you ready to get it in, huh, JJ?
Yeah, I'm feeling really confident, so I'm
good.
Hey, let me throw myself out there.
Well, you said you lost how much weight?
312 pounds. Unfortunately, I was close to 600 pounds. Now I'm about 250, and I'm like super excited about it, and I feel really great.
So. Oh, good for you. Hey, JJ, you're going to get a lot of buns, man. Good for you, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Hold on. I'm going to bring you right back. I got to ask somebody a question. I'll get right back to you, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, shout-outs to JJ. Shep, you hear him?
That's incredible. JJ, that is a heck of an accomplishment, my man. Good for you.
Yeah, good for him. That's He's a different type of buns now. He getting it all. Hey, Brian is calling from here in Atlanta. Hey, Brian, you married?
Yeah, was that the Ship's Skidamax segment?
We're not talking about that. I asked you, are you married?
No, sir. I have too much work.
Oh, are you looking for a relationship with anybody?
No. I ain't got time for that.
Okay, hold on, Brian. Don't go anywhere. Josh is calling from North Carolina. Hey, Josh, are you married?
Been there, done that.
And why are you no longer married, if you don't mind me asking?
I guess it just wasn't the right one.
Was it your fault?
I guess it could be both ways.
Oh, well, whose fault was it, Josh? Come on.
Yeah, it was mine.
Oh, it was your fault. Hey, were you doing stuff that you weren't supposed to be doing?
A little bit.
Okay, hold
on.
Don't go
nowhere. Jared, can I say something quickly?
Yeah, go ahead.
Josh, you sound like a young man, though, man. You know, like this is not your only chance at true happiness and long-lasting love.
Well, he said he's been there, done that. Man, leave the man's wallet alone.
No, but I don't want him to be disappointed by that.
Yeah, well, have you been married yet? No.
No, but I've been in relationships where I've been a jackass, and you become much better in that next relationship because you realize the error of your ways.
There's a difference between being a single jackass and a married one. There's a difference, Chef.
Yeah, that's fair, but I always find it very hypocritical that so many people we look up to and admire that are quote-unquote celebrities get to marry three or four times, but the average person can't do it twice.
I don't admire none of them, folks. Let's ask Mike from Chicago. Hey, Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio. You married, man? You married?
Hey, I am, JR. How are you, Gabe?
Oh, thank you. Finally, one out of four, we got somebody who's married. Hey, Mike, what's your marriage is successful, would you say?
Yeah, 20 years, three kids, dropping two off to college this year for the first time. Yeah,
beautiful.
Very happy. Very
congratulations. What is the key for all of us single people? What's the key for your success here? You just lie to your wife? Like, how does this work?
No, you know, I'm very fortunate. I was able to follow some of the things that my parents did and some of the other family members. Checking my ego at the door and listening. That's the two things that probably made the marriage successful. And she did the same thing, so it worked out for both of us.
Ah, no ego. No ego. Oh, I like that.
Admitting when you're wrong, it's the most difficult thing to do, but it helps.
What about this thing? I hear a lot of times how you have to admit fault even when you're not. You got to shut up and swallow your pride. Is that true?
I you know something? We've never had to do that. We've been very, very fortunate that we could talk through things. I can't remember a time. It's probably happened, but the communication is pretty solid between us, and I don't think I've ever had to do that.
Oh, damn. Does your wife have like a twin somewhere that's single? I mean, what's going on, Mike?
Yeah, the line is around the block. No, she does not.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, what else you got? Well, what's on your mind, Mike? But you didn't expect to come here and talk about your marital life, but what else you want to discuss?
So I want to thank you. So I wanted to say this. I can't name the name, but I have a family member who is a minority owner for the White Sox. And you talking about them tonight, JR, is tip of the iceberg stuff for how dysfunctional that franchise is. First of all, Jerry Reinsdorf is possibly the luckiest man in the world that he lucked into Michael Jordan. Because without Jordan, if you look at his track record, he has decimated this franchise. And most likely it is going to move. And I'll get to that in a second.
But oh, my God. Bro, come on. Don't say that to me, man.
Here's the deal on this. So he has already stated that once he passes, his sons will sell the team. They'll keep the Bulls because the NBA, as you know, is an ATM. It's a cash machine. The White Sox in this town are an afterthought, mostly because of what he's done. But if you go back and look at some of the things that he's done things that have happened under his ownership, from the Latin American player personnel scandal to what happened with Omar Vizquel when he was a minor league coach. Look at Daryl Boston, who's the first base coach there, and you literally will be shaking your head. But what's happened right now is he really has an echo chamber around him. The people that are there, it's almost a good old boy network. That it's his friends, his family who are running the team. They really cut back on everything. Oh. And what you're going to see over the next 3 or 4 years there is absolutely going to gut the team and really force them into selling and probably moving.
Are you telling me the White Sox are on the Oakland Athletics pathway?
Yes, yes. Think about it. Think about it this way. You're in the second or you're in the third largest TV market in the United States. They signed their richest contract this year with Benintendi. It's not even $100 million. And you look at how he spends and what he does with the organization, and when he does sell it and the minority owners sell it, there is already groups lining up from Nashville looking to buy the franchise.
I know who wants teams. I know, Mike. Hey Mike, you brought me positivity and enthusiasm and great advice when talking about a wife and how to find one. And you have literally just depressed me by talking. I've worked with the White Sox, man, and you just depressed me. I don't want to think about that. And fingers crossed that it's not the case, but it wouldn't shock me, man. Hey, Mike, I appreciate you, and congratulations and good luck to your kids and your family, man. That's good on you. You said two in college now?
Two heading off to college, one going to University of Florida, one going to University of Illinois.
Oh, beautiful, man. Yeah, you have Gatorland, man. Mike, if you swing by Atlanta on the way down, make sure you shoot me a holler, okay?
I will be driving down in a couple days, going through Atlanta, and I will definitely give you a shout.
Yeah, please do. Thank you, Mike, for calling. Thanks, from Chicago.
Man.
Yeah, I like hanging out with the listeners. I do. Man, I like going through the stadium, the arena, walk around, say hi to everybody, hello. Yeah, I'm not just a voice here. Yeah, I'm just a guy. Yeah, let's go back to JJ from Pittsburgh. What's up, JJ?
Hey, how's it going?
Well, what's going on, man? What's on your mind? Thank you for the beautiful story, and good luck getting all that ass. So what's on your mind?
I appreciate it. Well, the Penguins signed, I guess it's Carlson. I don't know anything about hockey, but I listen to enough sports that I know they signed this blockbuster deal.
Okay.
But I never could get into hockey, and I don't know, is it
you live in
like
Pittsburgh.
Over for me as far as that goes? I mean, or could someone convert into liking a sport after a certain period of time, or should I just give up on it?
You're asking me? I used to really, really, really love hockey, like 20 years ago, love hockey, when the Devils were good. I'm whatever on it right now. I keep up with hockey. But I'm not into the day-to-day. It doesn't have the excitement factor. It doesn't have the same type of off-season drama and stories. If you were to ask me for my favorite sports here in the United States of America, just in a general sense, and I'll watch anything. I got no problem with hockey. But I love the NFL, the NBA. I love Major League Baseball as much as the rule changes have driven me up a wall. I like the older version of baseball. I love soccer. I love overseas football, man. I watch cricket. I love tennis. Absolutely love tennis. I'll watch gymnastics. I'll watch ice skating. I'll watch the NHL. I'll watch the WWE. I'll watch anything. But it doesn't have the same oomph to it as a lot of the other sports. I'm more of a MLS fan at this point than I am an NHL fan. So you're asking me, you're in Pittsburgh, man. It's NHL crazy up there.
Yeah, I don't know. I always think that maybe if you've never played a certain sport, you don't get into it. I love baseball, and I played, you know, in Little League. But maybe that's the key. I don't know.
JJ, I grew up in the Bronx, New York. Uptown, Washington Heights, home of Manny Ramirez, and I can go on and on. I love baseball. You know how much baseball I played growing up? None. And I absolutely love the game. I just played a game a couple of days ago with Bernie Williams and Mariano Rivera. And I got a hit, but I stunk while I did it, man. I don't swing no bat. I shot a basketball growing up. I played tennis growing up. I ran growing up. I blew out my knees growing up. I don't play anything but to try to stay healthy. And I love these sports. I play football in the street. I never played organized football. I played two-hand touch where you literally got tackled playing on concrete, man. I'm crazy. And I love sports. I never played or organized anything in my life. I just played in the street. So I don't know if I'd go as far to say you got to play to be invested. there's different reasons. We got people who are invested into sports just for the gambling aspect of it, you know?
Yep.
To each his own. Hey, JJ, I appreciate you for calling from Pittsburgh. And stop.
No
and you like the Pirates?
Yeah, I called my first call to you was a while back and talking about the Pirates, and now they completely fell off the map. But it's fun to kind of see the young players come up and, you know, see what they got.
So, I love Pittsburgh, first of all. It's one of my favorite cities to visit. For the food, I like the city. I feel like I'm Batman when I'm walking around the city. I like all the unhealthy food. I like the whiskey that you have there. I know we talked about drinking responsibly, but there's some good restaurants. But do me a favor. Tell the Pirates to stop hitting Ronald Acuna, okay?
I'll make sure. I'll give them a call. Yeah, I know some people, so I'll
thank
take care
you,
of that for you.
I'll talk to you soon, man. Take care.
Sounds good.
No doubt about it. Brian from Atlanta, what's up?
Hey, what's up, big boss?
So How are you? Welcome back.
I know. My first thing was that guy a minute ago, I literally thought he said that he was coming to Atlanta to evict crack houses. And I was like, that's a bold move, man. So anyway.
That guy did say that about an hour ago. Yes, he did.
Okay. That was just like, oof. That's a bold strategy, man.
Well, have you ever evicted a crackhead?
No, but I've seen enough. I've had to get them off my patio.
Oh, I'm not going to ask you where you live in Atlanta, but what else is – well, keep going, Brian. Go ahead.
The second point was how close was Shep to using the dump button on his own self?
Ask him. He's right here.
I'm just saying that got a little amorous over there.
Woo. Oh, he's in love. What you want?
I kept it clean there, Josh.
He's in love, Brian.
Brian, I kept it clean, man.
He's in love. What you want from the man? Come on.
Nothing. Okay, so the reason I called. My father is a huge Nets, Jets, Mets individual. Can I guest host one day if at the end of Aaron Rodgers' tenure, he has a worse playoff record than Chad Pennington? That would be 2-3.
Wait. Chad Pennington, what? What are you talking about, Chad Pennington?
Chad Pennington's playoff record with the Jets was 2-3.
Okay.
If Aaron Rodgers has a worse playoff record with the Jets at the end of his tenure, can I guest host one day?
You want a guest host?
Yeah, well, you said Aaron Rodgers hasn't played a game. He's the best Jets quarterback. So I was just saying, if by the end of Aaron Rodgers' tenure, he has a worse than 2-3 record in the playoffs.
No, you can't guest host here. That's the first thing. And second of all, Aaron Rodgers is the most – I didn't say he was the most accomplished. I said he is the most talented quarterback that the Jets have had.
Oh, no, I wasn't – it wasn't a slight on you. It was just I had to go back to the other quarterbacks because there are some people in New York who still argue that Chad Pennington should be on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks.
Oh, no, nah, nobody
I
says
don't,
that.
I don't know who they are, and I don't pretend
No, Brian, nobody says that. Nobody says that.
Hey, look it up. It's actually a thing. I read before I talked to you. I don't want to be dumb like the guy last night from Baltimore.
Brian, people in New York say stupid things. Just ignore them, okay?
I know. Do you think the guy from Baltimore got up this morning and watched Good Morning Football or Good Morning America and ate his own words?
Oh, is the guy who was telling me the Orioles, this Kevin guy isn't the biggest story?
It was literally cringing to listen to.
Yeah, well,
how he wouldn't let you talk and just tried to make it your fault.
Yeah, well,
that was crazy.
What do I know? I'm talking on my own show, trying to have a reasonable conversation. So what do I know, right?
It's okay. Once you went past about 9 media outlets that you actually understand and follow, he was pretty much just put up and hung up dry like.
Oh well, he says he talks to his granddaughter. So what do I know? You know, she's an authority on sports. Hey, Brian, I'm gonna see you soon. Okay.
All right. Cheers, guys. Have a great show. And you know what? I'm not gonna finish that for us yet.
Yeah, don't. I'll holler at you soon. I want to come by soon, all right?
All right, cheers, big dog, Lynn Rob.
All right, shout-outs to Brian for calling from Atlanta. I'm going to hang out with Brian. I'm going to get something to eat. Hey, Shep, when you come down, we go to his restaurant. He has a nice one here.
Absolutely. JR, in the break,
yes.
And it's up to you if you want to go talk about it at all. There's something that's trending that's very disturbing. I'll tell you about it in the break, and then I'll leave it up to you, obviously, if you want to discuss it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about whatever Shep wants to talk about on the other side of the break. I'll get some more of your calls as well. We're going to talk about the Defensive Player of the Week. We got a lot to do here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I would just like to say you are the most level-headed and coolest sports radio host in the world, man. I love listening to your show. I always get off around this time of night. Always love to hear your takes. You're always a really cool customer, man. I appreciate your show, bro.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You know, there's a lot going on related to the Commanders. Shep, what's going on, man? What happened? You told us before the break, you said that there was something that was trending online. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I mean, JR, it has to do with what happened with Kevin Brown, obviously, because an announcer basically got suspended for a few days because he said something accurate. Meanwhile, you have someone in our business who has probably 15 people working on that show. And I don't know if you even feel comfortable naming it. I'm sure when people hear this clip, they're going to be able to identify who it is pretty quickly. But basically, he was talking about the quarterbacks right now that are starting or supposed to be QB number one on their respective teams that cannot win a Super Bowl. And you won't believe a name that he mentioned when he was talking about these 20-plus quarterbacks that cannot win a Super Bowl.
What station is this?
It's on Fox Sports Radio.
So let's
hear it. Fox Sports One, yes.
Well, let's hear it.
Category is 20 guys who are not getting to a Super Bowl and certainly not winning it. And that's everybody else. From Baker Mayfield, Teddy Bridgewater, Dwayne Haskins, guys that are just not that it says can win Super Bowls, it can't. Can't win Super Bowls. Okay? So 6 stars, 4 high-end starters, and 20 guys that can't win a Super Bowl.
What did I miss? Oh.
You obviously heard who he referenced as one of the quarterbacks starting this season that can't win a Super Bowl.
Let me hear it again. Maybe I'm deaf. Play it again.
Category is 20 guys who are not getting to a Super Bowl and certainly not winning it. And that's everybody else. From Baker Mayfield, Teddy Bridgewater, Dwayne Haskins.
What? Dwayne Haskins is not, he's not alive no more.
That's not old.
That's from Tuesday.
It's from Tuesday. And if you're on the West Coast and obviously today. Mountain Time, that is today. Yep. And I looked on his Twitter feed. I looked for anything Fox Sports One related. There's no retraction.
Didn't say sorry.
Not that I'm seeing.
Oh my God.
This is inexcusable.
That guy got hit by a truck on the side of a road.
A year and a half ago. Like this is, I don't know how you come back from this.
Well, I mean, it's called money.
Sure.
He ain't going anywhere. But he might. There have been reports and rumors that he might go elsewhere.
Sure. But JR, the person that put this on a graphic, on a full screen, a deceased quarterback for a year and a half, to put that on a list now, August 8th, 2023, as a quarterback that cannot win a Super Bowl, the guy obviously has been eulogized for the better part of a year and with good reason. What he stood for, obviously some people felt like he didn't live up to his potential in the NFL.
Sure.
That's besides the point. The guy's life was taken prematurely. He had a lot of promise. You can't make that mistake in our business, especially when you have that much gravitas and spotlight every single day on your show.
Well, I can assure you that everyone having anything to do with that got yelled at. So that much I know. Ramifications, money talks. And so, I mean, outside of his own contract issues or where he might go next or what have you, that's a tough one. It is, that is embarrassing. Look, everybody makes mistakes. And when you have a public job and a public position, the mistakes are going to be amplified. But how that mistake is made is beyond me, especially when you have the resources and you have the staff. There are individuals, and I don't know, maybe it's the summertime. I mean, you don't just have the producer overseeing that. They go through production meetings where they talk about all of this. They have a researcher off the side of the set whose job is to analyze everything that gets said. I don't know if they're cutting corners, but how that made it to air, that's like me sitting down here for 5 minutes and talking about how Dwayne Haskins isn't going to even cut the rotation for the Steelers. That's like me sitting down here and saying that and people going, well, what the hell is he talking about? The guy been gone. Absolutely terrible. I would assume, Shep, that he is going to provide a verbal apology tomorrow.
But JR, and I respect everything you just said, but when you have the kind of salary that he does, he is as established as they come in our business. Like Dwayne Haskins, that was front page headline news,
right,
on not just sports, but network television. How do you not, when that, the second that name leaves your mouth, how do you not recognize the nanosecond that happens? Wait a minute. This was a major, big-time NFL prospect that is deceased for a year and a half.
You know this. Not everybody who talks about sports knows what the hell they're talking about.
JR, I'm serious. I get what you're saying about the money and about the financial security he has because of the longevity of the contract.
It's not about the money or the financial security.
How do you have any credibility from this? How do you recover from this?
Well, people don't. A lot of people are on autopilot, man. A lot of hosts who have a lot of producers and have a lot of money and do a lot of talking, they get on our autopilot. We've
heard this.
I don't watch none of this stuff because I got to talk about it for 4 hours myself. I could care less what these guys say. But I've seen clips of Stephen A. Smith making mistakes where people go, man, do you even watch baseball? And it comes a point in time where you're on TV and you're promoting and producing so much content, it almost becomes impossible to consume it all. Impossible.
And that's fair. And I remember there was that mistake he made when Teddy Bruschi was the analyst and he was talking about Chargers and two guys were not on the team. That's one thing. But this guy was a first.
He's
a first round overall draft pick. He won the Sammy Baugh Trophy as a quarterback back in 2018 for one of the most prestigious universities in all of college sports. He was one of the household names coming into the NFL. And his career lasted no more than 4 years because of tragic circumstances.
You
have to get this. You can't get this one wrong.
Shep, you can beat it into the ground, but he screwed up. I mean, how and why he screwed up, I can't tell you, but more so than he's checked out and he's on autopilot. Look, these are manufactured shows where people sit down and they come up with topics and ideas that they're going to yell about for a few hours. A little bit different than this one. You and I put together the show. I talk about it. We talk about it. And that's it. Okay? A whole lot different when you just when you're putting together a grand construction to just yell points. Like, a lot of these shows just are yell machines. All right? Yell, 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 yell. Sit down, make a list. Look, I got a top six list, and I do it for fun. These guys make these top 20, top 10 lists to argue mindlessly over nonsense. And so when you argue mindlessly over nonsense, you're going to have garbage that slips out. And unfortunately, he made this point. And I expect an apology from him tomorrow. Is it unexcusable? Is it terrible? Yes, all of it is. All of the above is true. I would be surprised if he doesn't apologize verbally on air tomorrow. Hey, we made a mistake. I made a mistake. The buck stops with me, my producers, and this and that. We can't allow this. I expect him to say everything. I can probably write the script for what will come out of his mouth tomorrow. And if he doesn't, then I think he deserves the full-on ass whooping. But listen, these guys are manufactured shout machines. You put a quarter in, they make noise, they scream, they evoke emotion. They're good at their jobs. Otherwise, they wouldn't have it. They wouldn't have it. But when you are just paid to scream and make noise and yell wild crap, hey, you're going to have things slip through the cracks. It's unfortunate. RIP to Dwayne Haskins. And, you know, Colin Cowherd will be okay. He ain't going nowhere. In a couple of weeks, people won't be thinking about this, and he'll be shouting some other crap. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk about the Commanders on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Man, I'm good. I'm so excited to be on your show. I listen to you every night on my way home from work.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, well, thank you. That warms my heart. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. This doesn't warm my heart, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to tell you about the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. The Defensive Player of the Week, he's not a player, but he's a general manager. You would think he'd be above the fray to defend himself against a player that he traded away. This individual is Rick Hahn, the man who runs the Chicago White Sox. He pretty much said that Keenan Middleton, he's gone. But here he is defending against Keenan, saying that the culture with the White Sox was poor. First of all, he said, well, he contributed to some of the lack of professionalism in the organization. But then he went further. He defended himself. He's like, oh, yeah, but we already told you that we had a cultural problem or a culture problem in our clubhouse. Listen to this.
You've heard fairly directly from both Pedro and me and others that we realize we had a bit of a cultural problem in this clubhouse, that we didn't have a group that was all pulling the same direction, that was necessarily supporting each other or going about their business the way that we had wanted this team to go about it.
He gonna get fired. Ain't no other way to put it. And I'm not trying to put the guy out on the street like that guy who called us. He's, I don't know what he was. We had a guy who called us and he says he evicts people. He didn't sound like the sheriff. He sounded like the muscle. But anyway, that is your Defensive Player of the Week, defending his own ass before he gets fired. Somebody else defended himself, and we might have to really get into this in tomorrow's show. And of course, I'll bring you a new top six list. But the Commanders, Eric Bieniemy is already having to defend himself with how he communicates with the Commanders players, because it's been reported out of Ron Rivera's own mouth, the head coach spoke to the media and told everybody, I got players here that are concerned about how direct and how intense Eric Bieniemy is. Listen to what Ron Rivera had to say. Listen to this.
Yeah, I mean, they have. And I had a number of guys come to me and I said, hey, just go talk to him. I said, understand what he's trying to get across to you, you know. And I think as they go and they talk and they listen to him, it's been enlightening for a lot of these guys. Again, you get a different kind of player from the players back in the past, especially in light of how things are coming out of college football. So a lot of these young guys, you know, they do struggle with certain things.
They're soft. That's what it sounds like, right? Well, Eric Bieniemy had an answer and a response to that. Listen to what he had to say.
Hey, you got to understand, we're in a grown man's business. We're in a grown man's world. My job is to make sure that I'm doing the best possible job of over-communicating clarity. I take a tremendous amount of pride in that. They also know when I'm getting on them, ain't nothing personal. What's personal is that I want us to win. I expect that particular player to be great at all times. I expect the effort to be a standard that's accepted by all of us. So when you're not reaching that, it's my job to address it. So sometimes they may like the highlights and the praise, but sometimes they may not like it. And I'm perfectly fine with that because that's my job. Because if I ain't doing my job, my ass get fired.
He ain't lying. Maybe we also find out why he never got a head coaching job. Maybe because the players are, maybe they're punks. Maybe they can't take criticism. And we know coaching has changed. You can't yell at somebody. You can't cuss them out. You can't treat them like they're beneath you. You got to work with them. And so maybe Eric Bieniemy got a little bit too much old school in him. I don't care. Like, you getting played to play football, man. Just take your ass whooping and get corrected and go about your day. It's not that difficult. We got a lot of people. I think people in society in a whole just can't take criticism. They can't. Bunch of punk-ass people running around. 855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from Baltimore. Go ahead, Chris.
Good morning, JR.
Go ahead.
Couple questions. As a leader, right? And somebody puts you in a position to lead, right? Isn't your job to lead?
That is an odd-ass question.
Well, JR, the reason why I ask you that, because the head coach of the Commander, his job is to lead. And he made this mistake a second time again. He did it with his head quarterback, and now he turned around and came back and did it with his offensive coordinator. He should not have called him out. That player who came in and complained to him should make an example out of that player, get rid of that player to show them they got to listen to that offensive coordinator. That's what a leader's supposed to be. Not complaining and going crying to the media that my player said this about this guy. It's not right, JR. That's not how football has been done. You're stabbing your own man in the back. It's wrong. He should be fired. I'm not calling for somebody losing their job, JR. Come on.
I'm not sure. I think that this – it may come more so down to talent on Washington on the offensive side of the ball and what the quarterback does. Look, every team is going to have its issues. Every team is going to have its problems. We know Washington, I mean, every bunch of years they go to the playoffs and then they miss them for like 3 or 4 years. The last time they went was with Heinicke, and we knew they weren't going to win a damn thing there with that losing record. I'm not gonna destroy Ron Rivera on this one.
JR. He called out his quarterback before and got rid of the quarterback that time. Now he comes out, he's calling out the offensive coordinator because he wants to get rid of him too.
Yeah,
he's doing that, JR. Come on, you know that.
I'm not jumping to conclusions there. I think it's so early in the process. Eric Bieniemy just got into the building. You have a new owner in Joshua Harris. I don't think anybody is trying to, quote unquote, rock the boat here in August. As you just mentioned, Ron Rivera has a history of speaking and saying what's on his mind, sometimes to his own detriment, but I don't think he's in the process of trying to sabotage his own assistant head coach. Give it some time. Is he laying the groundwork to get rid of him? I mean, why? Look, if I got a new boss, you know what I'm doing? Minding my business and going to work. I'm not trying to kick the offensive coordinator down the hallway because the players came and said they don't like him. Can this and should this have been kept in-house? Yeah, sure. It came out somehow, didn't it? Listen, folks, I'm out of here. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, it's a wrap. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you to you for tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow. A new top six list. We'll talk more about this as well. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio is done. Amy Lawrence coming up next. Thank you, Chef.
The official Winning Time podcast from HBO is back. I'm Rodney Barnes, executive producer on the show.
Magic and the Lakers are back to defend their title.
Join me as I break down each new episode with sports writer Jeff Perlman and the actors, directors, and key collaborators who brought the 1980s Showtime Lakers to life.
It's not about basketball. It's about winning.
Listen to HBO's official Winning Time podcast on Sundays after the show airs on Max.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.